Now get up and dance! Hey, when you hear the music, you know it's time to connect the dots. My God. Almost time. No, it is time to connect the dots. Listen, hey, this is a call-in radio show. Number is 888-627-6008. Hey, nobody on the radio talks faster than me. I don't care what you say. But regardless of that, hey, that's why I talk fast, because I'm going to have an hour show, and I got to get it all in within an hour. And before you know it, the show is over, and I'm running out of time. But we're not at that point yet, so listen, and listen closely. Listen, listen, listen. December 21st is the most important day of this year. You know, it's a time for all of us to come together in a global meditation. Anybody can do it. You don't have to put on a white robe. You don't have to sit in the lotus position. You don't have to cross your legs. You don't have to do anything except be looking at your watch and knowing what time it is. And if you're on the East Coast, it's 1:22 p.m. December 21st. That's a Monday afternoon. If you're on the West Coast of America, hey, it'll be 3 hours before that. What would that be? The 10:22 a.m., I believe, you know. Hey, call-in radio show here. If I made a mistake arithmetically, call me and let me know. But or just call in and give your 2 cents on something, you know. Hey, we all have an important message to tell somebody or just tell everyone. But you got to speak that message or no one's going to hear it. You get it? You know? I mean, really. I'm not a, you know, telepathic communication has its good points. It also has its bad points because I don't have to explain that. If you can't figure that out for yourself, like, what is your problem, huh? I mean, really? You know, that's the one big gripe I have about ETs. You know, hey, I'm a human being here on planet Earth, and we talk. We don't telepathically communicate. Sure, we do sometimes, but at the same time, if you don't understand the importance of a verbal conversation over telepathic communication, you really don't know what you're talking about. And I can defend that against anyone. Hey, you're telepathic. If you believe telepathic conversation is more important than verbal conversation, you know, it has its pros and cons, but hey, it's a call-in radio show, call up. You know, you'll have to downstep into a verbal communication, though, to be able to do that. But I'm quite able and willing to defend myself on there is a certain importance to verbal communication that overrides telepathic communication on planet Earth at this time. And, you know, you can't prove me wrong, but if you're willing to try, I'll play along. Anyhow, that's it. December 21st, Monday. If you're in New York, Eastern Standard Time, or on the East Coast of the United States, which is a long, big area, most people don't realize the Eastern Time Zone really extends from Chicago eastward all the way through New York, Boston, up through Maine. Yeah, everything kind of east of Chicago is basically Eastern Standard Time, which is actually the largest time zone in the United States of America, whether you know it or not. And that's it, December 21st. Mark it on your calendar. Don't make me keep repeating this. December 21st, 1:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, New York City time. You know New York? You know New York City? Hey, this is where I'm calling from, talking to you from. This is where I am from, New York City, the greatest city in the world. It used to be the most populous city in the world. But regardless, it still is the greatest city in the world for many, many reasons. If you don't know why, come to New York. Maybe you'll find out. But now it might be hard for you to distinguish that because New York has been turned into a ghost town, basically, compared to what it used to be. And we can thank the stupid mayor. Yeah, I'll have to call him stupid. The big goof himself. I don't want to even mention his name. And we have to thank the New York State Governor, another blundering fool. And guess what? I think they're both part of the Democratic Party, just like the governor of California, the biggest D-bag of all times, I guess. He could win the title for it. He thinks he wants to be the new world lord of puppet of the year, but he's against some strong contenders. You know, he's against Creepy Joe. He's running against as contender for the world's the new world order puppet of the year, and or new world order false prophet of the year, along with Boris from the United Kingdom. Yeah, and then there's Macron from France and Merkel. So many people with the letter M in their first last name, you know. Theresa May was the New World Order Prophet of the Year back when she was still in power, and Merkel of Germany. Oh my God! I mean, I watch her on the TV. She's got the jaw face and grooves just like Pinocchio the puppet. I mean, I don't know what to say, you know. We shouldn't make fun of people's looks, but, I mean, it's like, geez, it makes me think. It ought to make you think, too. If you listen to what comes out of her mouth, she's a New World Order puppet, period. And we have to stop listening to these New World Order puppets because they are destroying our lives. They have authoritative positions, and they're misusing their authority to suppress humanity in every way possible. You know? How about all these ridiculous laws people have been kept from their loved ones who are dying in the hospital? How dare anybody do that? If the person wants to take a rest and is not worried about your fake pandemic, how dare you keep them away from their dying loved ones in a hospital? In fact, they're probably dying in the hospital because of bad health care. In fact, you know, there are good doctors in this world, but they don't get to talk on mainstream media, you know? And unfortunately, hospital procedures are not dictated by good doctors. They're dictated by phony politicians and phony corporate owners and big pharma executives. And everything but the people with ethics are determining what goes on in a hospital. I mean, really, hospital's not a good place for you to go, you know? I mean, the whole idea was, you know, sounded good back in the beginning. Talk about sounding good back in the beginning. You got to talk about the U.S. Constitution. Yeah, you know, it all sounded great in the beginning. The idea of republic, people representing, you know, elected representatives representing the people. Yeah, it was a great idea back then, 1776, but it was quickly taken over by the dark side. You know what else started in 1776? The present-day Illuminati, yeah. The world rulers, self-proclaimed world rulers, they know what's best for humanity. So they think. They're nothing but a brainwashed bunch of puppets themselves. You know, the world is ruled by off-world, not of this world, ETs, bad ETs, anti-God ETs. That's who's ruling this world, and they rule the New World Order. Absolutely. These stupid humans who think they are running this world, you're not. You are nothing but puppets for the bad and evil ETs. Yeah, they're out there. And you are nothing but puppets for the demonic invisible beings, the anti-God, demonic, invisible. Yeah, they do exist. They've been talked about in scriptures and religion for decades, for thousands of years and beyond. They go back hundreds of thousands of years, and our planet has been infested with them. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean they don't exist. I mean, really. Start thinking for yourself. Stop listening to the TV. The TV used to be good entertainment and fun and blah, 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 right after World War II. But it's a long time since then. TV has been, ever since, we can call it 9/11, we can draw that line. TV has been nothing but fake news since that point in time. It's been a propaganda sponsorship for the New World Order. Of course, that propaganda sponsorship started a long, long time ago. Hey, watch the movie called They Live. THEYLIVE. 1988 movie. Sci-fi movie. It pretty much shows you what the hell's going on today. You know, it might have been considered science fiction back in 1988, but if you look around today, it is the reality of today. Just like 1984, that movie, you know, written about 100 years ago. No, it was written over 100 years ago. And a prediction what it would be like in 1984. Well, it was a little late coming on totally, you know. But now it's in full bloom. Go watch that movie, too, you know, and you'll see, how oppressive governments can get, and that's what they're going after, the 1984 model, you know. It's upon us right now. Stop believing government. All governments are controlled by evil at this date, you know. Like I said, the U.S. Constitution, that was a great document. That was then. This is now. The whole system has been compromised. We have to scrap it, wipe the blackboard clean, and come up with a better system, which is not that difficulty. Anything would be better than what we got now, because this system is totally ruled by the elite, which are even less than 1% of the world. And they are ruling with an iron fist, and they're taking away your rights. And you're playing along with it. Everybody that puts the mask on, you're playing along with the New World Order. You're surrendering by putting that mask on. That's like waving your white flag. You're surrendering to the oppressors. The oppressors that want it. The mask is a symbolic of silencing you. Don't you get it? It's not protecting you from anything. You know, you need to protect yourself from government, which does not listen to them. Government is evil at this point. You know, we could have a government that serves the people, but that was the idea in the beginning, but it's been compromised. It's though that no longer exists, because all the people, virtually all the people, which amounts to all the people in government, are crooks. They're criminals. They're backstabbers. They're New World Order puppets. They're puppets of demons. You know? They only think of themselves for whatever reason. But we can't listen to them, and the laws have given them authority. We need to take away, remove them. There's no easy way about this. They have to be removed from office. These people are psychopaths in government. They're insane. They're ruled by demons. They're puppets of the most diabolical, sinister psychopaths that ever walked the face of the earth. They are pawns of the invisible demons. They are pawns of the bad forces that hide out in caves, hide out in underground cities, the evil entities from other worlds that are only here to take us over and abuse us and use us as slave labor. They're the ones who abduct all the children and turn them into pedophile servants or sacrifices for demonic beings. This is where we're at today. You know, Hollywood is a demonic entity, you know, a demonic agency of the New World Order. And the people that the lives they ruined of the people, you know, it's untold how many human sacrifices have been made for these scum that have gained power. And they are manipulating you through mainstream media now. They're telling you lies. They're deceiving you. They're giving you false information. You can't believe any news coming out of the TV. You know, the closest thing to truth coming out of the TV is the weather report. And even then they screw it up. Come on. I've seen it myself. I'm riding in my car. I'm listening to the weather report. The guy's telling me how it's sunny and everything is fine. And as I'm listening to that weather report, it's snowing like hell out where I am. This is the kind of crap we have to deal with. These people are unreliable, untrustworthy, and they have all the power. They can give orders. They can force to get the police to carry out their evil, ungodly, inhumane orders against you, the people. Especially, why not everybody wake up, watch what's going on in Europe. Yeah, you know, people are starting to rebel in Europe. There's riots everywhere now, except you're not going to hear it on the TV because they don't want to encourage you, because they want you to be obedient puppets, obedient slave labor, obedient people lining up to go to the gas chamber, except it's not the gas chamber nowadays. That isn't the means of killing people. It's the same Nazi-thinking organization in charge, and they were controlled by demons, too, you know? Except they're going to kill you with vaccines, you know? All you have to do, the info is out there, you know? Look into what's going to be in this upcoming vaccine, and they're, you know, this is like Saturday, December 5th, or early Sunday morning, December 6th, and they are coming Monday in like Great Britain, places like Great Britain, they're going to be jabbing people with poison and ruining their lives. They're going to be sterilizing women. Do you realize that? There's sterilization agents in the new vaccine. You're not going to hear this on the TV. They're telling you, they're promoting this crap like, oh, we can't wait for the vaccine. What a bunch of lies, you know? If you talk to really people that are knowledgeable, nobody wants this vaccine. They've all heard the warnings. They don't want no part of it, and you shouldn't have any part of it either. Why would you allow strangers? Who's going to inject you? A relative isn't going to reject you with needles. It's going to be some friggin' stranger, you know? Whether he's your personal doctor or not, he's basically a stranger. A stranger is not a member of your family or your close network of friends. A stranger is going to inject you. You're going to allow a stranger to inject you with all kinds of toxic compounds. And you got to be out of your friggin' mind to allow yourself to participate in that. There's no nice way to put this. You know, this radio show is about talking the truth and warning people about what's coming their way. They have tricked you with this plandemic. All the information has come out. Everything they've said to you since the beginning of March is a friggin' lie. Everything they've told you is a lie. And if people have died, the death certificates registered prove that there isn't more people dying now than there was last year. This is not the Black Plague. This is something, it's a plandemic, you know? It's not a pandemic. It's a plandemic. It's all been about fakely lying to you through the TV screen and manipulating you through other sources of so-called official information. And they're all part of the same criminal network. You know, the New World Order is a powerful organization. They have control of your government, every government in the world. They have control of all the media, mainstream media, all the major broadcasting, TV broadcasting stations. They have a control of all the newspapers in the country. New York Times used to be a great newspaper. No, not no more. Washington Post, the same thing, too. Used to be great newspapers, not no more. They're all pawns in this game of control of humanity. And they're taking away your rights, left and right, and you're going along with the plan. You can't believe anything your government tells you at this point in time. The only person in the whole friggin' world that in power still that has any control of being a righteous person is President Trump. That's right. He might not be the smartest person in the world. He certainly doesn't even know half of what I know. And I was a presidential candidate. Of course, I didn't have the big bucks to get my face out there and do all the live gatherings like he did. But if I had, I'd be the president now, because that's what it takes. It takes a lot of money to get everything in your favor. And sure, he has the money, and he doesn't need the New World Order, and that's why they hate him. And but they haven't taken him down yet. You know, hopefully he'll still pull this out, because the Creepy Joe guy, and people say that it's not even him anymore, it's a clone. And obviously a defective model that makes mistakes repeatedly, is their boy, you know? He is like, look, he's going to put you further in lockdown. He's going to take away more of your rights. You know, he is a New World Order puppet, you know, of the highest order, you know? And whatever, we'll deal with it when that day comes here. And hopefully Trump will pull it out before the, whether you like him or not, anything is better than Biden. Biden is the worst thing that could ever happen to humanity, you know? And we know he's cheated. There's so much evidence yet. Whether they can prove it in the courts or not, that's still debatable, because so much of the power structure of all governments, including that of the United States, is under the control of the New World Order. But we'll see how this plays out. But regardless of that, we need to focus on the positive. The positive is December 21st. If you're listening to my voice and you have friends, tell your friends to participate in this event. It's a collective consciousness of humanity, using our thoughts and focusing our intention on bringing light, all-powerful light energy, into Mother Earth here. You know, we have to be the conduits, you know, like the battery cables that bring the charge from the battery into running the automobile. Well, we have to think of ourselves like that. We're cables that connect the heavenly realms and the light that's being broadcast to our world. And the light has to travel through us, the battery cables, down to Mother Earth. So Mother Earth can broadcast higher frequencies that will force the evil no-gooders to leave our world. I could have swore I heard a voice. What's it? Is there a caller? Oh, it's just the interference, a bleeding of the other channel. Hey, this is the BBS radio network. There's more than one channel here. Sometimes one channel bleeds into the other, whatever. We just have to move on. And that's what we have to do, move on, forward. It's the only way to go. There's no turning back now, as the old saying goes, don't look back. Because if you look back or go back to hold on to the past, you'll be stuck there. That's why some of the biblical prophecies in the, if you've ever studied or opened or read the book of the Revelation or the Gospels of the Bible, it talks about not looking back. Don't try to run back and take your favorite possessions with you when the moment comes, because when the moment comes for the last moment to make your choice whether you're going to go with the new reality or the last reality, you have to leave all the old stuff behind or you'll miss out. It's like a train pulling into a station, you know? The time departure has been set, and the train will arrive when it does, and when it arrives, you got a certain amount of time to hop on it, and the train will take off into the future. If you miss that train, you're stuck back in the old reality, and you will be dealt with accordingly. Do you want to keep on with this insanity, what we got going now? You know, it's called the 3D timeline now, where, you know, we're ruled actually by evil. And our rights are suppressed daily, and we've been lied to since birth. You really want any more of this? and it's just going to get worse. You know, the new timeline is about abundance for everyone, freedom for everyone, freedom from oppression of dark entities. The new timeline will vibrate so fast that the dark entities cannot exist in a fast vibrating timeline. So it's your choice, you know. We're all going to ascend in relation to and move on into this new timeline in relation to how far advanced we are as individuals. All the decisions will be based on your individuality. If you can't get your act together and vibrate faster and be part of the new timeline where everybody gets along, there's only love, there is no hate, there is no anger, there is no revenge. You know, if you're willing to leave all those negative things behind, well, then you're part of the new timeline. But, you know, you have to kind of identify yourself as being part of that new timeline. And the best way to do that, hey, is the upcoming global mass meditation, December 21st. You're not going to hear this on TV, you know, because all the TV stations, broadcasting TV stations, are controlled, you know, by the New World Order. You know, the bad guys, that's right. The ruling families of this world, who are actually puppets themselves. They're so ignorant, they don't understand that they are not the real rulers. The real rulers are the invisible demonic beings and the physical demonic creatures from other worlds who are keeping us as hostages here on our own world. We're supposed to be having the time of our life. This is supposed to be Siestaville, planet Earth, you know, but it's not right now. And they're going in for the kill right now, and the kill is going to be the vaccine needle stuck in your arm. They're setting you up for the big fall, you know? They might not kill you with the first, they're already talking about double dose or more. So the first dose won't really harm you or anything like that, but the second dose will. But the first dose will inject the nanobots into you, which they can be turned on remotely. Do you realize how sinister it is? If you allow them to inject this new vaccine into you, they're injecting nanobots that are just sitting by idly, waiting for instructions. And a short time down the road, they're going to instruct those nanobots to destroy you from the inside out. Do you realize how sinister this is? And they have tricked you. People are volunteering for vaccines. You've all been tricked into killing yourself. It's like they told you, here, put this blindfold on and walk over to the cliffs and just step off. And you're obeying these stupid instructions. You know, they're telling you, hey, this vaccine is your cure, when it's not. Vaccines can't cure anything, and you're falling for it, and you're rolling up your sleeve and letting them inject, letting strangers inject an unknown substance in your body. And we have already been warned it's going to make all women sterile, you know? And it's going to put these nanobots in your body, which will be remotely instructed to destroy you from the inside out. This is the kill virus of all kill viruses of time, you know? And you're allowing them, you've been tricked into allowing them, volunteering to do this. And that's how they're getting away with it. They're not forcing you to do it. They're tricking you. And tricking is permissible in this world or any other world either, outside of here. Tricking is permissible in the universe. And you're allowing yourself to be tricked, to fall for all these lies when you've been warned countless times. It's all over the internet. You're not going to hear the truth on TV. That's why you should watch the movie They Live, because it warns you about TV is nothing but a control device where they feed you lies and misinformation to trick you into killing yourself or volunteering to become slave labor for the rest of your life and when you're supposed to be having a good time. Everybody, you have been lied to since birth. You know, let's get down to the bottom facts here. You know, you are an eternal being. If you're a human being, and I'm not talking about a reptilian imposter or some shapeshifter from some other demonic dimension. I'm talking about if you're a basic human being, a regular human being, you have been lied to since birth. You are actually an eternal being already, and you're being subjected to subversive control measures now, to the point of they tricked you that you don't even know that you are an eternal being already. You have nothing to fear by death, because after this body you're in, your body is your vehicle here on planet Earth. A very remarkable thing it is, too. And they have tricked you your whole life to destroy your body one way or another, and they have put you in a situation where they are destroying your body since birth. You know, your water is poison, either chlorinated or fluorinated. Both destroy your body. They're poisoning your air with chemtrails and other pollutants. You know, they're poisoning the food with GMO for the worse. And they're poisoning you with pesticides on your food crops. And they're poisoning your healthy body with 5G broadcasting, but even 4G was destroying your body to some extent, or even 3G. And they're subjecting you to all kinds of radiation. Do you know fresh fruits in America are all irradiated before their country? Do you realize that? Your government has allowed that. They've made laws insisting that fresh fruit coming into America has to be irradiated. Irrigation of food, irradiating food, destroys the health value. Just like it's been said before, over 90% of the food in the supermarket is dead. And this is what you're consuming. Yeah, it's a taste treat, but your body is deficient. It's like you're starving. And that helps you, that ruins your immune system because you're not giving it the total ingredients. And now they're taking away half your life force with the masks. Did you know, if you're listening to my voice, has government or school or anybody in college, universities ever told you that your life is half your breath is half your life force? No, they haven't. But it is. It's a known fact. Your breath is half your life force. And they're taking that away now by tricking you to put on a mask to believe, because they've tricked you in believing all the lies, L-I-E-S, all the lies that government has told you. You know, and they're all in bed together with each other. Big Pharma, New World Order, government, mainstream media, TV stations. They're all in bed with each other, lying to you as a group. And you're falling for it because you've been brainwashed into not thinking for yourself, into trusting into untrustable authorities. You know? They've come at you from every way possible. They've come at you with communism. They come at with you after you with socialism. They've come at after you with fake democracy. There is no democratic republic on the face of this earth. Get that straight. You know, if you're here in America, you've been lied to. This isn't a democracy. It's a republic. You should know that if you really listen to what the Constitution talks about. You know, there's a thing called the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. That's right. The word is republic. And in a republic, the representatives have all the power. A republic is not a democracy. But they keep been lying to you since birth. It's a democratic form of government. And then it gets slurred on to be, yeah, America is a democracy. No, it's not a democracy. It's a republic. And in the republic, the representatives have all the power, and you, the voters, have none. You know? They con you into believing your vote is has power. It doesn't. Look at this last election. They can turn the votes. They get you all to participate in votes, and they can manipulate the votes and make the election turn out however they want. You know, this is the reality we have. We can have honest elections, but don't think the people in power are going to go along with that. What do you think? It's a two-party system because it keeps it all locked into us versus them game. You know, it's a divisive game, us versus them. Yeah, and now the Democrats are the bad guys. It reads like a professional wrestling scenario. People ought to watch professional wrestling. They understand that the whole thing is scammed from the beginning. You know. In professional wrestling, it's known who's going to win the match, you know? The job of the contestants is to make it believable that one overpowered the other, but the whole thing has been scripted out already. And that's exactly what goes on with government, you know? Every government in the world is controlled by the New World Order. It hasn't always been like that, but now it is. They have gained control of any independent thing. No sooner than America was started in 1776, the attempts by the other group, the anti-group, the Illuminati, were at work. Whereas upon, by the time Washington, D.C. was decided to be the nation's capital here in the U.S., Washington, D.C. has all the marks of the dark side. And the Illuminati, with their other controlled agency, the Masons, they're the ones who set up George Washington. He was a Mason, too. You know, they enlist a lot of good people. I don't believe George Washington knew what he was participating in, but he was a Mason, and he was part of the thing of setting up Washington, D.C. And they set it up with the city outlined completely off-kilter to the, as far as you can get off-kilter of the cardinal directions, because the power of the universe works in through the cardinal direction. So if you wanted to be anti-universe, anti-God, the best way to set your territory up is 45 degrees out of kilter. That's about as far as you can get out of kilter with the cardinal directions, because each cardinal direction is 90 degrees offset from the other four directions, you know? And that's what the layout of Washington, D.C. is. Plus, they have all the streets outlined to make all kinds of other demonic symbols. And plus, in the center of Washington, D.C., the exact center is the Washington Monument, an obelisk, the largest obelisk in the world. It wasn't there at the inception of Washington. The main thing was to set up the territory as a square turned on its 45 degrees out of angle with the cardinal directions, and that's what it was in the beginning. And in the center of that square, 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions, is the Washington Monument, the tallest obelisk in the world. And as I have explained in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, if you're listening to my voice, you ought to pick up a copy of it. You know, for $5 to $7 a download, you couldn't spend your money more wisely, truthfully. Instead of wasting it on other things, we all waste $5 to $7 on other things, because I've explained it in detail, the importance of geometry, the importance of symbols, and the importance of obelisks. They are mind control devices, you know, that tall, skinny object with a pyramid on top. Well, pyramids are being used as mind control devices. That's right. Because when you have an understanding how pyramids work, every pyramid built automatically forms into an inverse pyramid, an invisible inverse energy pyramid below it, making it an octahedron. And an octahedron is a perfect broadcaster or receiver of vibrations. So with the tallest obelisk in the world being centered in Washington, D.C., they can numb the thinking of all the people there to their liking. And they can send out frequencies to keep all the people under their control. That's why, you know, the old saying goes, people, good people go to Washington and all of a sudden they change. And it's the obelisk that's doing that. This is called high-tech science being used in a negative way. I explain this all in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's not a theory. It's an explanation of hidden truths, a revealing of hidden conspiracies. There are many, many ongoing conspiracies, and we're in a big one right now. It's called the Plandemic. You know, the fake Black Plague, we could call it, too. We can call it anything we want. But this is all being manipulated from behind the scenes to trick you into being fear, so fearful that you're going to allow a stranger to inject poison into your healthy body. You know? I mean, we have to do something about this to stop this. We can no longer be silent and passively just obey like sheeple. You know why they call passive people sheeple? Because the sheep get led to the slaughter not knowing what's going to happen to them. They're oblivious that once they walk to that gate, you know, and the door closes, they are going to be slaughtered. And that's exactly where we're at now. We have too many passive couch potatoes sitting at home, stuffing their face with contaminated food, using devices that bring negative frequencies into your home, like smart meters and Wi-Fi. Yeah, you're helping destroy yourself, and you're doing it voluntarily. And you're not listening to the people that, like myself, who are warning you. And if you listen to that TV, it's telling you, walk into the gas chamber and turn on the gas yourself. And do that. Because you want to be a good patriot. That's what they're telling you. And you are listening to all this bad advice. You know, this old saying goes, if they told you to jump off a bridge and kill yourself, would you? Well, apparently you're doing that already. Because it's the same thing. They are going to kill you with this vaccine. It's coming. We've been warned countless times. You don't believe me? Go on the internet. And just start Googling, you know, vaccine problems, et cetera, and you'll find out. Google the New World Order. Google ruling families. Google Big Pharma. Google, look, that psychopath Gates, you know? They got pictures of his headquarters on you, where he's a dedicated person to depopulation. You know, we don't have to depopulate the world. We have to enlighten them so we can get along. We have to get rid of these false authorities that are wrongfully using the chain of command systems that we have set up against us. You know, there needs to be more control of chain of command systems. We don't have that control right now. All the laws really need to be changed to serve the people, because all the laws now gives those in charge of official authority the power to become dictators. That's what the laws do for us now, and they give all the corporations loopholes so they don't have to pay any taxes, and they can be get away with bribing the politicians or blackmailing the politicians to do what they want them to do. And it all amounts to taking away your rights, forcing you to become slave labor, and keeping you at war with your neighbor across the street for the rest of your life. And they're also, you know, but they've taken it even further now. They want you to volunteer to kill yourself. And that's what you'll be doing. If you take this vaccine, you're volunteering to kill yourself. Don't think it's going to happen in one day, but shortly after you've got that inoculation, when the shit hits the fan and you start feeling bad and everything starts going wrong with your body, and then you run to the hospital which is not a really good place to go, because the people there are not trained with real health care. They're trained to do what they've been trained to do, which is wrongly diagnose you, treat you with things that harm you more than they help you, and blah, 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 and it's a bad scene. You know, if you care about your health, don't ever go to a hospital. You know, unless you've been shot with bullet wounds and you need some fast surgery. Yeah, doctors are great for surgery, repairing bullet holes and stuff like that. But when it comes to diagnosis of what your health problem is, these people aren't qualified. I hate to say it, and I am qualified to make that statement because I know true health care and I know what it takes to maintain a human body. And it's gotten very little to do what these doctors have learned in med school, which is really brainwashing from Big Pharma. You know, all the curriculum in medical universities are controlled by the Big Pharma associations, the ones who make all the concoctions that don't really heal you, but just create more problems for you, you know? And pretty much that's it. It's a sorry, sad story. But we need to start looking on the good side of things, you know? And there's plenty of good things out there, which brings me to this part of the show where I have to talk to people about what I have on YouTube. I've got my new video up called The Positive Love. You know, I've got 22 videos up on YouTube now, and most of them are about good things. I've written philosophical songs. I've written songs with messages to them. Hey, this song too. But I put some interesting video behind it. You know, this new song I have up on YouTube is called The Positive Love. Now, if you write those three words in the Google bar, you don't even have to go to YouTube. Write those three words, The Positive Love, and put parentheses around it, and then write the word YouTube after it. It'll take you right to my video. It's only a little over 2 minutes long, but the message is there. It's there in the beginning. Very little lyrics, but, you know, it says it all in about, like, 20 seconds of lyrics, and then there's some tasteful guitar music for you to think about. And plus, I've got the 1 minute of dolphin footage that exemplifies how dolphins are loving creatures in the middle of it. How many people have seen one minute of dolphins swimming around in the ocean? Not too many. So it's an interesting video to watch. But it starts off, you know, I just have to tell you what it talks about, you know. Music, the language of the world. And then I show some sheet music of the Beatles' famous song. You heard of the Beatles, right? From Liverpool, back in the 20th century. Yeah, they had a song called All You Need Is Love. Well, that's all we really need is love. But they wrote a song about it. And it was a popular song, too. All You Need Is Love. So as my video starts off, there's somebody playing a xylophone, and it goes to something else, and it goes to the sheet music, All You Need Is Love. And I'm singing, music's the language of the world, and then I sing, music's the projector of love, because that's the key word here, love. And I said, the sheet music of, the first page of the sheet music of All You Need Is Love, written by the Beatles, written by John and Paul, will show up there. And then I go direct to positive love, direct to positive force, direct to energy. Love is energy. Direct to positive love, the positive love. All love is positive. And it's a short message, but it's an important message. But that isn't the only song I've got there on YouTube, you know? If you listen to one song before it ends, you can click down to the icon of me wearing sunglasses, and below to the lower left, and then you can hit the play all button. You know, and I've got 22 videos there, videos that relate to what's happening today. You know, I've got the Earth, she loves you. All she wants is to be loved. That's an important message because Mother Earth, our Mother Earth is a living entity. If you read my book, Connect the Dust Theory, which I recommend you do, I talk about the Mother Earth, and I talk about the experience where I came to the conclusion that Mother Earth is alive, and she proved it to me. And it's a true story, and take it for what it's worth. But yeah, the Earth is alive. It's pulsating. If you look to interact with the Mother Earth, she'll interact with you. Many people know that already, but I'm telling you, I put it into a video to put the message out there. The Earth, She Loves You. It's an entertaining video, too. And I've got other ones. This Is Your Sunny Day, you know? We're talking about the, you know, the promised age of light is coming upon us. I've got the video, now is the time, because now is the time to get your act together. Now, we're going to move into the future with a smiling face. Come on, everybody, take your place. This is the graduation of the human race. Not many lyrics, but powerful lyrics the same. And followed by some powerful music, too. And then I've got, you know, I've got all these great videos out there talking. The one called It Is Easy. You know, it's easy to give love. It's easy to do good things. And I'm singing about it. And there's so much wisdom I put into these things. That's why I did them, as an education for humanity to listen to and open up their minds and think about these philosophical concepts and philosophical truths. And I've got 22 of these videos out there. And sure, some of them are just party songs, but we need to party and have fun too. And because that's part of life. If you're not partying and not having fun, you're not living, you know? And of course, the New World Order is destroying that right now. And you're allowing it to happen because you're not willing to take a stand. Government is not going to solve this problem for you. We have to get involved and solve it ourselves. And hey, I'm going to say it again. December 21st, 1:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in New York here. You need to participate for 20 minutes in this global meditation, as it's called. If you want to find out more about it, either follow me on Twitter. I'm at Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z, or follow at Cobra Info 1, 1 as in the number 1, at Cobra Info 1. And you can find out all the details, but you should participate and tell all your friends too. This is our chance as a collective consciousness of humanity to get rid of all the negative vibrations that are ruining our world and make it easy, make it faster for the good guys to land on our world and help move away the trash, take the evil entities off of our world, and may we never see them again, so we can live in peace and happiness with them. And we'll all live happily ever after, as the saying goes. Okay, it's the end of the show. Hey, tell your friends to call in next week. Do your part in participating in the global meditation on December 1st. That's a Monday. But, you know, check out the time, score late. You might be in a part, listening to me, this is internet radio, you might be listening to me in a part of the world where it pops up on another day, either the day before or the day after. But the main date is December 21st, 1:22 p.m. New York City time, Eastern Standard Time. Okay, it's the end of the show, and, hey, go to YouTube and check out my things. The best way to check out my songs is to start. Just go to the Google bar and punch in, Are You the Partying Kind? PARTY apostrophe N kind. Or, you know, check out Subway Fantasy, PHANTESY2. I put that up a couple of weeks ago. You know, knock your socks off. Rock and roll documentary. And, of course, I have the original Subway Fantasy 1, one of the most unique, entertaining rock and roll documentaries of all time. Check it out. Sold out here on YouTube for free. What do you want for free? Anyhow, it's the end of our show. I'm going to ask the engineer to end it now. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of the song, Are You the Party in Kind? But check out the video on YouTube, Are You the Party in Kind? PARTY apostrophe N kind. Just key that in the Google bar, and it'll take you right to the YouTube. Hit the button and see what the partying kind people look like. That's right. And it'll make you want to be the partying kind, because we all have to have fun. And, of course, after that lead guitar solo at the end of my show here, it's followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too, because I bet you want to be somebody, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. This is the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here, took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.